This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. World financial leaders from 20 nations meet in southern England today to talk about ways to tackle the global economic downturn. We'll have more on that story coming up, but first, let's turn to the markets in the U.S., because the stock market here actually staged what looked like a healthy rally in recent days. The Dow was up 9% for the week. The S&P 500 rose nearly 11%, and that might quell at least a few anxieties over those battered 401k accounts. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Nobody knows where this stock market is headed next, but it's never a bad sign in the midst of a recession to see stocks staging a bit of a recovery.
A recovery in the broad market, which had a lot of strength in the last few days.
David Kotak is chief investment officer of Cumberland Advisors. He helps large pension funds to figure out how to invest their money. And he says the market rallied despite some news that could have just as easily spooked investors. That was a credit downgrade for one of the nation's oldest and most venerable companies, General Electric.
That's a very powerful sign.
GE and the whole market rose on the news when the downgrade wasn't as bad as some people feared.
When stocks go up in the face of what is presumed to be deteriorating news or bad news, it says that investors in those shares or in those companies are looking beyond the bad news and obviously believe there will be some positive outcome in the future to warrant a higher price on the stock.
So Kotak says it's nice to see investors being at least a little more optimistic. Something that seemed to add to that optimism, three of the country's biggest banks all came out with positive comments about their earnings. Citigroup, JP Morgan, and Bank of America all said that they were on stronger financial footing than analysts thought.
I think that the bank statements might be pretty important.
Pete Kyle is a finance professor at the University of Maryland who's consulted with the government on the financial crisis. He says take an internal memo that Citigroup released earlier this week from its CEO, Vikram Pandit.
That memo was very interesting. I read that memo very carefully and parsed his words very carefully. And what he's saying is that if you look forward, Citigroup seems to be profitable.
That seemed to encourage investors a bit. And Kyle thinks that the banks were trying to signal that they don't think the government's about to swoop in and take them over. But let's not get carried away here with the optimism. Kyle says Pandit was saying that the underlying business was profitable, but maybe not if you factor in all the ongoing losses related to those loans that are going bad.
He said in a memo that if they continue to make money at the same rate for this entire year, they could make over $30 billion. And he said that would help absorb elevated credit losses. That suggests to me that credit losses might be extremely elevated indeed.
That, you mean, if you make $30 billion and that only helps absorb the credit losses, you're probably still going to lose a lot more than $30 billion.
Yeah, you must be talking about huge credit losses.
While Citi's stock has risen, it's still under $2 a share. As for the broader economy, there have been a couple of signs for hope this week. Consumer confidence was a little better than expected, but the outlook is still pretty grim.
There's not a fundamental shift in the outlook.
Nigel Galt is chief U.S. economist at the forecasting firm IHS Global Insight.
So it may be that things have got simply so pessimistic that some correction to that was maybe justified. Everything's relative.
Relative and unpredictable. And Pete Kyle says that's a reminder to average investors. His advice is to stay in the market for the long term, because he says you never know when it will turn around and start coming back. And whether that's in a week or a year, he says you don't want to get scared and sell at the bottom and miss the market rebound. Chris Arnold, NPR News.